That's that song.
Is that a song?
Is it still my sunshine?
Yes.
If you steal my sunshine, I don't know the words, but that's how it works for me. Which I feel better about because I remember watching a Metallica documentary, and when James Hetfield is trying to write lyrics for Metallica songs, he's like playing the riff or whatever, and he's just making vocal noises over the top, just going. And then he'll work out something that'll fit like that phrase.
Yeah. I saw a 10-year-old got called up on a Foo Fighters concert on stage.
Oh, really?
And started playing Metallica. And they just
like with them, with him.
Yeah. He started playing the riffs. He's like, "What do you know?" And he's like, "A lot of Metallica." He's like, "Okay, go." Nice. Start playing Enter Sandman, and then they just start playing with him, and
yeah, cool.
He played another one that I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
And then Dave Grohl gave him his guitar.
Fuck yeah!
It's just like, you want the fucking thing to a 10-year-old,
as he should too.
Yeah,
you got to do rock and roll things. You can't just be. Oh, I guess you can, but like, there's a video going around. Some guy met Kanye in the street, and there's just like Kanye taking down his number. The guy like got his number and stuff like that. Like, just, I don't know. I don't know the context. I don't know anything about it. But I'm saying, oh, fuck yeah. It's like that. There was a letter from this musician. I think he was British. And it was when John Lennon was living in New York. And he sent him a letter to talk about, oh, I'm not, you know, fearful about the music industry and stuff like that. And this guy sent it, and he got a reply, but the reply was through the record company that John Lennon was with at the time, whatever. And they just were like, this is a letter from John Lennon, and just stole that. And so it's been like passed around, sold and bought and to various people. And it made its way back to him in 2012, I think. And this guy's like, I quit the music industry like 4 years after I sent that letter. So if he had got it, because it was all encouraging words from John Lennon, and he just never got the letter.
That's funny.
And he signs it John and Yoko, and he draws like a pair of glasses, like the round glasses for him, and he draws little slant eyes for Yoko.
Yes.
Yeah, how great is that? John Lennon, famous singer, songwriter, and author of the song Woman, Nigger of the World. That's 100% true. That is a real song. I swear to God, I've heard of this song before, because when I got into John Lennon like years ago, I found it, because inevitably those paths are going to cross. Two of my favourite things, music and the N-word. And I found out about it. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And then it just sort of went away. And then he got in trouble. A dead man got in trouble for making like retarded noises on stage in the 60s. And I was like, oh, yeah, they did heaps of worse shit. And they just went after that. And then Mike David from Red Bar brought that song up not too long ago. Woman. Oh, this is a rough search on YouTube. Here we go. I hope this song... Remastered in 2010. Sing it, Johnny Boy.
You're kidding. One of the greats. greats.
Well, it's actually from a statement or a piece of art or whatever created by Yoko Ono.
Oh.
So, but he attributes it to her as well. I assume he means it in a nice way, and he's not just like, he didn't just like get home from the studio and he's like complaining about Paul McCartney, and Yoko's like, I cooked you. Well, I didn't cook you. I made you some sushi. She brings it out to him and he's like, this fucking shit is raw. This is why women are the nigger of the world. That's my... It's because you're useless. You stupid big... No. Anyway, welcome to Unpleasant. We are sans Adam again. He's away. He will be back shortly, and we've got huge things to come. We're going to start 2019 when Adam gets back. We have some of our favourite things coming up, which are amateur bands who have... Like, they observe what bigger bands do and then they kind of replicate it, which I don't blame them for doing, because we were doing similar things in the early stages of the show. You sort of replicate a little bit and then you find your own thing from that. So I don't blame them at all, but it doesn't change how fucking embarrassing and cringe that sort of stuff is. Like...
I'm waiting for the example.
The example I can give is, well, it's slightly off from what we will talk about because I want it to all be like a big reveal thing, but it's in the same vein, the same line of thinking as the acoustic performer who casually plucks a few notes while he's talking about what song he's about to play. Now, this song, I heard it for the first time 3 years ago. I was sitting in a gutter. My girlfriend had just... Like, they just go into, like, a thing and they're... Ding, ding. They're just plucking a few notes while they say it. And it goes a little something like this. And then they fucking... Oh, fuck me. It drives me insane.
Who made that joke? It shouldn't go a little something like this.
It should go exactly. It goes exactly... Yeah, so there's a few musicians, I think, who have done that where they're like, this is this song. It goes exactly like this. And then they play it, which is... Yeah, you need to do that. Don't be a cunt. Speaking of, I've got a question for you. Oh, yeah, so...
Speaking of cunts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Introducing Marvellous Trick Judd, who's here to fill in our esteemed head of security, our spiritual guide, our muscle... yeah, I've got nothing else.
I am nothing else.
No, you know what? I was talking to Adam last week, one of the things we talked about was watching people discriminate against you because you're large, and like
we're going back to the buddy thing.
That was unfamiliar. That wasn't even mentioned. But that was because we won't say it on the show because then that's all that will happen.
Yeah.
But just like when we would be in a line to order food or something like that, and I'd get treated really nice, and then you'd come up and be just as polite, maybe more so than me, and just get dog shit, just get treated like trash, and it was amazing to see.
Oh, it happened today. It happened today to the point where I wanted to call back up to the business that I just entered, and I wanted to make an official complaint.
Unreal. Do you want to talk about it, or is it a waste?
No, of course. No. I had the car booked in for a service, went to go pick the car up. It was very nice, very polite. And I can only describe the young lady that I was dealing with. She just gave a man-hater vibe.
So you're just talking about a big dyke. A big...
I can't say for sure.
Yeah,
but no clear signs. It was just the vibe.
Yeah,
just very rude, and just
odd that she's working in an auto repair industry.
Oh, as a secretary type thing.
But still, if you hate men,
literally pulls the car up, and there you go. good to go, and throws me the keys and walks back inside. After just saying before that, like, we hadn't completed part of our warranty that we had. So I had to go back in and notify her. We have done this after checking with my wife.
And you're just like, there are things that I personally, I fucking hate that move. If you have something, you hand it to me like an adult, or you leave it there on the table as part of the like transaction or interaction. If you throw some shit at me, I want to grab you by your woolly hair and slam your head into the table.
If she was a bloke, I would have punched her in the face.
Yeah, you want to go put it back in the hand and go fucking do it properly. Yeah. but that's it. I'm not a stable individual.
But we're better than that. That's why we're better humans.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe I've been doing the wrong thing by trying to better myself, and maybe I should just go in the opposite direction.
2019.
Yeah, fucking 2019, and just be a real cunt. Just like
it'll happen. But while we're here,
yeah,
no, we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's the thing. I'm never gonna actually do anything like that. I've started being just a little bit more aggressive in that sort of thing because somebody needs to. Like, I can't just leave it up to chance that somebody needs to, somewhere down the line, somebody else will correct this behavior. They need to be reminded this is a society. We all take part. We need to, just be a little, understand that there are other people. Understand that.
I've been meaning to ask you while we're on the same topic of myself being cunts and myself being discriminated against. Have you got footage of that bouncer? I remember one day we used to go to that cocktail bar, and same sort of thing. We'd all be dressed the same, yourself,
myself,
and a group of friends. And I'd be at the tail end.
So there'd be four of us. And there'd be nothing. He would, and this is I didn't know him well, but I would see him when I'd walk home from work all the time and just sort of say, hello, how you going? And so I was getting like a bro handshake. Like, I'd come up, wouldn't check a license. He'd give me like a handshake. We'd do like the bro hug kind of thing. Hey man, yeah, what's going on? Straight in. And he'd see, he knows we're all part of the same group. Yeah. Next person, I'll check. Oh yeah, good. Have a good night, man. And then you would step up. And we'd all be standing inside just going, what the fuck? And so we just see your lips moving as you're talking to this guy and him just like looking up at you and just, I don't know why. I have no idea. But for some reason, he took issue with you existing. This is a point in my life where I'm like, there are too many of us wearing Converse shoes. So I just had to go, nah, this looks weird. Like, you know, you try and look at something from an outside perspective and you're just like, nah, that's too much. Someone needs to change. And if I've thought of it first, it needs to be me. I can't force it on other people.
That first step.
Yeah, I've got to, because that looks weird. Like, I don't want to be part of that group. You know what I mean? Like, I've got to instigate a change there. So we were all wearing like closed shoes. Good, reasonable, especially around here where no one gives a fuck. And you were stopped at every point.
I believe it was five times. My memory is five separate nights.
I don't have footage, no.
I remember on the fifth night, somebody recorded it because like prior to us actually, when we were approaching, because at this stage we're up to four.
And we knew it was going to be.
We knew it was going to happen. As soon as he's on the door, it's just happened every time. So I thought it was you, but it must have been someone else was like, here, I'll record it just to. So we've got this. And everyone found it hilarious besides me.
I just can't believe it still.
I've since met this individual through a mutual friend.
And how did it go down?
Very uncomfortable. He knew exactly who I was and tried kissing up my ass, and I gave him nothing.
Yeah, not good.
I was not the bigger man,
in the literal sense. Yes, but because fucking, but it's true. That's where I'm like, you see, like the idea of a trend. A trend is a real thing, and it's a majority of people pushing something that wasn't really a thing before. Whether it be clothing, certain words, we all know trends come and go. Like when we were growing up, there were goth kids and then it turned into emos.
Mm.
Emos weren't a thing previously. They were another, they're all different variations of like a past thing.
An emo's just a goth that cuts themselves, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. That was pretty much what it was. But that's what I mean. It's a variation of a thing and that became like the trend at the time. And then it became this like long tee kind of thing where you wear a long plain tee over like coloured chinos and like a sneaker.
Yeah.
Like that became a thing. And now it's back to like a long sleeve with logos, like old school throwback to like the 70s Quicksilver shirts, but not like new ones where they have like the wide print over the front or anything. It's like a breast pocket logo and like a thing on the back, or if it's a long sleeve, it's got a like thing going down the sleeve. Those are all trends. They come and go. And what happens? So that's like that's easily applicable to fashion, and everyone sees it. Same thing with haircuts. People look at old sports and make fun of them, all that sort of thing. Look at the look at what's happening now. Look at haircuts, and you go,
the bowl cut's coming back, or it will be.
But that when we do it, but I get confused. Yeah, like anyway. Sorry. So that a trend is a thing. Like I just don't. I can't.
You can't buy into it. Because you know it's going to eventually go.
I can buy into it because I know it's going to go away, but I'm prepared to let it go. But it's people who think that it stays the same forever. Those are fucked up people. But if I'm trying to imagine if there are people out there who don't get that concept, but I don't know if they exist or if they're listening to this show. So if you don't get it, I'm sorry. Now apply that same idea of a trend to something social, like bullying and anti-bullying, and then you go, all right, well, the stereotype was the big meathead guy who's a fucking jock and he's an asshole and he's a bully and all that sort of thing. And I think a lot of people took that shit seriously and took it on board, and that's like the standard thing for like a guy who's tall, built, and doesn't have pimples. Like, but if you slim down and got glasses, you'd get treated fine, whatever. But that's the thing. But if the internet's taught us anything, it's that when you give people power a little bit, they turn into bullies themselves anyway.
Yeah.
Well, really, we figured that out with the fucking Nazis back in the 40s. We that was what they were. Like, I watched The Great Escape the other day, and it's interesting to watch because it was just an angle that I didn't really think of before about the Second World War, being that there was multiple branches of the German military. And so the guys that were in charge of this camp, like this is fictionalized, of course, but it's in reference to real things where you had guys who were part of the German military before the Nazi takeover, and they were separate because the Nazi party had their own army. And so they didn't want their prisoners getting taken over by the fucking Nazi party guys, because they're like, we're here to obey the rules, and they think that they're separate from that. And then you had the SS on top of that who obeyed their own set of rules again. So you had these different sort of branches of guys, but the brown shirts were so dangerous because they were idiots. They were the pieces of shit that they brought in. And that's the same thing that happens with the internet, with the nerds. You put nerds in charge. The NRL subreddit, you can get banned from the NRL subreddit if you talk about a potential bias in refereeing.
Oh,
exactly.
Isn't that every fan though?
But that's what I mean. Like, in their defense, I if you have to run a community and try and make it a good thing, whatever, but you can't ban people because what if that idea exists? What if it is a real thing and now you've banned the discussion of it?
Yeah. No, you can't be doing that.
I know. That's insane. That's like even as an outside fan, that's... So I'm just now not allowed to talk about it. Now I want to talk about it more than ever.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to get that word out. Dictatorship.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
that's exactly what that is. They're telling you that you can't, okay, we've made the wrong call here. You can't talk about it though.
Yeah. And you will, and now you'll be not allowed to post at all. And so that's just in charge of okay, no, well, we're in charge of what you can and can't talk about. This isn't a discussion we can have. And it's like, oh, hang on. This isn't fucking school. This isn't like you've overheard some teenage kids talking about sex and you've kind of come in and went, all right, guys, come on. You can't talk about this shit here. Other people are going to hear it. Just fuck. And they'll go and do it in their own privacy or whatever. This is the privacy. This is the internet. This is the place that you're supposed to be able to go to do that.
Yes.
If you can't do it there, this is where people are getting so fucked up politically, because they're curtailing what the bad is. Like the exposure to the worst. Like I've used this example before, where there's a website called Vote. It's like VOAT.co, some bullshit like that. And when everyone got banned from Reddit, they went over there. Now, this is a place where genuine racism exists. Now, if you go to the Opie and Anthony subreddit, you will see a post about somebody and they'll just go, oh, that person is a N-word. But it's a joke. I know it's a joke because of the context and all that. But to most people, they look at that and go, oh, that's the worst thing. But that's only because they haven't seen a website like Vote where everyone, all the racists got kicked off. And they genuinely have like a whole place which just where people tell stories about black people behaving badly. Like they go over there and be like, look at these fucking filthy animals. And I'm like, holy shit. Like it genuinely made me go, whoa. But that's because I wasn't exposed to that before. So if you're not exposed to that, then you look at the lighter side, which is the joke part, and go, and you, that's now the worst. Like if you've got a zero and a 10, your 10 is the joke, because that whole other part doesn't exist anymore. And you're getting a warped view of reality. It's fucked up. You can't take control like that.
I think that's something the internet has introduced. I think that's the problem that was, like you said earlier, about how that's where we're meant to go for the privacy. It's like, well, yes and no.
Yeah, 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 that's so right.
It
yeah.
should be, you know, the internet's an option.
Yeah,
it's an option. That's that you right. Don't it's, have it's, to partake in.
It's a, yeah, that's right. You don't have to. And I guess mate, that was a bad way to phrase it. That wasn't really the right way to say what I mean. But I'm too dumb to, you know, make a good point. I'm not that switched on. But but no, you're right. It's like a look into a private conversation. Like when they show those videos of, look at this person that we re-recorded a private conversation from people from an abortion clinic, and the things that they are saying are fucked up. It's like talking about limbs and things of, like I'm just going.
These people
this
working
is
there,
yeah, or? Working in it. But okay. But that's where I go. But I, what am I to? What
you
am
can't
I to
judge
say?
That.
Exactly. What am I to say? Because I don't. I'm not meant to hear that. That's a private conversation.
Yeah.
So it's my job to go. Not got nothing to do with me.
I just know in some of the industries that I've worked in the past, and there've been some sort of heavy. Heavy parts of the job, and I know that some of the people working there, the way that they would deal with that was just this dark humor.
Yeah, and that's where I'm like, oh, okay, we've got to kind of just respect that
we don't know what it's like.
Yeah, let a private conversation be a private conversation.
Yeah.
It's like when, like we say with this show, this is like a private chat. This is for people who are in on it, because if we introduced somebody who wasn't in on this, and then they heard the first 3 minutes of this show, they'd be fucking outraged. But but that's it. I wouldn't blame them. Because I wouldn't do it if I knew they were there. But for us to make this good, we need to pretend like it is a private conversation. We need to do that. But I'd also ask that they would respect that, to go, you can't come in and start saying what you can and can't talk about, because this is meant to be like. I remember getting very confused. Because you know, presentation matters. I know that. But there's a difference between presentation and what happens else. Like, where there's a curtain on a stage when there's a fucking stage play. Because we don't want to see the lights. We don't want to see the fat drug addict people working back there. We don't want to see them sweating. We don't want to see the neckbeards just fucking disgusting faces, unwashed. Oh. I don't want to see that. So we have a curtain there so we can pretend that this is all good and fine.
So we just see the pretty people.
Exactly. That's what we want to see. That's where I like people are like, oh, everyone in Hollywood is good looking. And I agree. It's fucked up. But they are so good looking that they need to be. Because like
they got to maintain that shit.
Anyone
can let themselves go.
That's right. But they've gotten better too, because if you go back to even early 90s and you watch some movies and you go, ooh, look at those fucking, like, I'm an ugly person.
And people that were thought of as like a sex symbol.
Yes.
You go back and have a look now and you're like, ooh.
Nick Nolte was a sex symbol. I watched Minority Report the other day, which is not just 2 hours of talking about black crime statistics from the FBI website, which I thought it was. I watched Minority Report with Tom Cruise, and this was peak Tom Cruise era. Not peak Tom, but he was on the up and up.
Before he shrunk.
He was tiny. Like, he was wearing a black cut off, like sleeveless shirt.
It wouldn't be funny if he didn't try and hide it. It wouldn't be funny if he didn't, like, in all of his movies, wasn't made out to be the same height as everyone else.
It's weird. It is weird.
It's very weird.
But here's the thing. He was wearing this black sleeveless shirt, and his arms are nothing. Like, I watched Pain and Gain the night before with The Rock just being the most jacked human ever. And you've got Tom Cruise walking around like, and I'm like, what the fuck? What is this cunt doing? This is ridiculous.
Could you imagine if Danny DeVito did the same thing?
I'd be stoked, because that man is more, like, he's wider than he is, like lengthways. It's too, if you know what I mean? Like, like if he turns sideways, his gut just protrudes out. His body shape, he is distended.
Remind me to talk to you something after the show about that Danny DeVito, long limbs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So I watched Minority Report and I'm like, all right, so this was like a, but the difference between like early 90s, like if you watch Cape Fear from 94 to Minority Report 2002 and Pain and Gain was 2014, I think it was, something like that.
I think so.
And it's just gone up as far as people that are attractive. And you go, well, that's inevitable, because how do you improve on an idea of a film? You're going there for a visual spectacle. It needs to look good, needs to sound good. So you're just going to get better looking people. But that's the thing. Better looking people look fucked up in real life. When you're around them and you're looking at them and going, your teeth are too bright. Your skin is yellow. It's weird. Like I was hanging out with somebody, and she looked jaundice, just yellow, the worst fake tan ever. And I'm like, why are you orange or yellow, whatever? And I'm like, what's going on? And she's like, oh, it just looks better for photos. Granted, looks better for photos. That's what she's there for. She's doing that.
That's 5% of your life.
I know. That's right. That's why I'm like, all right, if that's what your goal is, as long as you know that, fair enough, that's the game that you're playing. But for me, I'd rather just look ugly in every photo ever and just be confident and cool with who I am and do it, all that sort of thing. That's
have not
fucking
have
bizarre.
People not stare at you as you walk down the street.
Yeah. They do that anyway because of my very large orange beard.
And bulge in your pants.
I imagine so, but eventually they get confused when it starts crawling around. That's when I've got to shut up. You can't be walking around with kids in your pants, man. That's fucked up. Now, I think about doing all shit comedians are releasing 1 hour specials now. The market's saturated. So I'm going to do a one joke special. Where, like, I'll come out on stage and they all overdress. Like, they dress in a very unnatural... This is why I don't find them funny anymore, because I'm taking notice of, like, the whole thing. I'm not taking notice of just the jokes. I'm taking notice of the set, the audience.
Yep.
And I'm going, this is too well lit. Like, this is too professional. Like, if this is professional, I want it to be the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. And anything short of that, I feel like I'm going, what the, this is a waste of time. It's like when you watch any of those huge, like the Hobbit movies. When I found out how much the Hobbit movies were costing,
yeah,
and I was watching them, I'm like, this is dog shit. This is piss. This is piss in my mouth, eyes, ears. It's fucking disgusting. Because of the money, I need it to, my enjoyment needs to be in a decent ratio to the output. My enjoyment needs to match that cost. So when I'm watching that, I'm going, fuck, this is fucked. So I'm going to film this on a Sony Ericsson. I don't think they even make phones anymore. So I've got to go back, film it on a Sony Ericsson.
Find one somewhere.
And I'll walk out on stage.
Walk up by a swap cell.
And I'll say, do you know why they used to stone gaze to death instead of drowning them like animals, like they would most other people? Because they wouldn't drown them because they're flamboyant. And then everyone claps. I give a bow, and then I walk off.
Yep. And this is going on Facebook, or this is?
No, this is Netflix.
Netflix, yeah,
yep. Netflix special.
Been signed to multiple.
I think it'll go like if you give a thumbs up, and you know how it like recommends things based on what you've given a thumbs up.
Yeah.
If you thumbs up the Nanette special, it'll come up like after that. It'll be like, oh, you might like this special from Posh Josh. And, you know, you'll see that. And I think that's my crowd there, is people who are too, it's woke comedy.
I like it.
Yeah.
Woke comedy.
New age. I
like it, yeah.
That's the new tag that me and Adam are going to have, I think, is the most progressive men in Wagga.
I like it.
Yeah, progressive as fuck, bro. We're still going to get Karen from Philly, the tranny, on to talk about her presence in the comedy scene and what turned her away from it.
I'm sorry, who?
She does a fan podcast about a horrible comedian called Joe Matarese. And it's funny as. It's very funny to me. It's one of the only like original shows out there, I think. And so she used to do comedy when she was a man,
yep.
And then was like, fuck this. And I want to talk to her about that because she has that experience of getting up on stage and going, all right, this is fun. And then having to get up on stage the next night, do the same thing and get that hollow feeling in her stomach and then sit in the audience and see the people that you know and who you're friends with get up and lie like night after night and like pretend to laugh at like the same cue, the same little moment. They'll like pretend to laugh at their own joke. And it's all just like a stage performance. It's all just an act.
Yeah.
And I am just like, that's it. I'm dumb. It took me too long to realize I knew how fake it was. People told me, but it took me too long to really understand just how fucked up a person you have to be to do that.
Yeah.
Because that is, like, that's psycho. Like, I'll have a conversation a few times with different people, if you know what I mean. Like, I have an idea about.
Yeah, but that's to get their opinion.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I have a general idea, but I'll say it a different way to different people, all that sort of thing. Because I only have limited things that can happen in my brain. There are just not that many. But, you know.
Do you feel like sometimes, you know, in order to remember something new, you almost have to, like a computer file, like delete something?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. I'm not the only one.
Yeah, definitely. Some shit just has to go.
Mm.
But that's it. Your brain does that automatically. Based on, this is where, you know, we get upset. I used to get upset at people who got like, oh, they're too emotional or whatever. Your emotions are the only thing that matters because that's what drives everything. Your emotions will decide which memories leave and which memories stay.
Hmm.
So you've kind of got to pay attention to them and, you know, I guess control them as much as you can, but you've got to kind of play the game. You've got to play with with your emotions and figure it out, get it to work for you because they matter. Like, it will just, like, I don't have a choice in it. Oh, you have you ever been having a conversation with, oh no, sorry. You've been watching something and you're really into it and somebody starts saying something very, like, if I was watching an episode of Game of Thrones, no. I'm watching an episode of Breaking Bad and the main guy and the other guy having a discussion and it's all double entendre and they both know, but nobody else, like they both know they're after each other, but only one of them is aware. Like only Walt is aware that he's the bad guy and Hank is chasing the bad guy, but he doesn't know that he's sitting across the table from him. And they're kind of speaking in, everything's double speak. It has the basic meaning, which gets across the table and nobody picks up on it. But us as the audience, we go, oh, that also means,
yeah.
It also means stay off this and go to, yeah, like it's, there's a, all this layering going on. So you're watching that intently and then somebody comes in and goes, milk, I've got AIDS and I've got to pay attention to that. And you're going, I'm trying hard to listen to you right now, but I'm so into this that it's literally turning the volume down on what you're saying to me and I'm just hearing this and I can't, I wish I had more control of it. But I don't. I don't know what to do in that situation. But that's where I'm like...
That's like selective hearing. That's
yeah, what, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But I don't... That's what I mean. I'm my not wife selecting is great it.
At it.
boo. Fucking husband humor.
I wish it was humor.
oh, fuck, that was loud. Yeah, so... I don't know, man. These are very, very bizarre. I've got a theory that I want to get out before we wrap the show up,
yep.
Which we will do in a moment. Don't believe in them.
No.
No. But I do have a thing, and I've got a theory that us as Australia, because I've got a very, like, I don't like being told what to do. I don't like it. I really fucking just don't like it. And... I think maybe it's our convict heritage. I think maybe it's got something to do with even the, because even like the convicts were taken over here, but then even the guys who are in charge of them, the guys who were sent over to be in charge of the convicts either volunteered to because they were like, fuck England, I want out and I'm sick of all these cunts around me. Or they were put on this because the guys in charge didn't want them around anymore and wanted to send them over here. And so naturally, all of us would have some resentment to authority.
Mm.
And so I just think maybe it's possible like that genetically we've got like a little bit of, go fuck yourself kind of thing that happens whenever we get told what to do. And that's why we're kind of mostly politically and inactive people, because we just want to be left alone. Don't tell us what to do.
Yeah, I think you're spot on the money.
Beautiful. That's what I want to hear. I want to present a theory. I want to present a theory.
I am right.
Yeah, and just fucking just come in here and say yes and agree with me. I'm going to start a new show called Agree With Me by Posh Josh. It comes out 3 times a day. And I'm going to set up a microphone in the toilet.
And if so anyone says no, you just scream at them.
Yeah, that's the way you get things done. I'm going to chop my cock off too. I'm going to chop my cock off, dye my hair, and if you disagree with me, you can go fuck yourself. And I'm going to put a microphone in the toilet and you're going to have to listen to me take protein shits. And I'm just going to blast them out and you can all go fuck yourselves. Oh, man. I don't know if I stole this joke from somewhere or not, but I... thought about redoing Lord of the Rings, but instead of the ring, it's a USB full of child porn. And when, you know, at the very beginning of the movie, when they're talking about the Legend of the Ring and the high elf, Hugo Weaving, is like talking to the guy who like kept the ring for himself, the first guy who had it. And he's like, cast it into the fire. And he's going, and then he's looking down at the USB and he's like, no. And he closes his hand around it and he walks away. And it's like that's what I want to do. So that it is then, you know, when Frodo is trying to give the ring, like Gandalf is warning him how dangerous it is. And he's like, look, just take it. And Gandalf is just like, don't tempt me, Frodo. Like, all those things will just make so much more sense. Oh. See, that's what I've got to do, that shit in the back end of the show. All right. Thanks for listening. We love you. Chinese people, black people, and Jews, you're all good. I like you all. It's been a good time. Have fun. And 2019 is going to rule.